fight for America is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Take your children? The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
What's happening now? InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System.
system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, June 20th, 2024. I come to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, as we transmit and broadcast worldwide. It's 137 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, the most important election in world history. And this happens every day before I go live. I'm like, man, the news is so incredible. I've got to hit all of this. But today, particularly, a lot of it's horrifying. A lot of it's exhilarating. A lot of it is hilarious as hell. And so I'm going to do my best job today getting to all of it. Also, the major Japanese banks are dumping European Union and U.S. Treasury bonds in mass. This is a huge deal. We're going to be getting to all that. Massive news on the open border, amnesty situation, and on the economy. Also, we have full rollout on mainstream TV about bug milk. Ground up bugs is your new milk because cows are bad and create methane, so you have to drink bug milk. It's not milk, it's ground up bug juice. You've got, funded by King Charles and the different globalist groups, the Extinction Rebellion, no oil people, attacking Taylor Swift's aircraft. I mean, it just goes on and on. Feds building massive detention facilities in all 50 states to imprison political dissidents. That's confirmed. We've got reports and video of that. It's official. The power structure is in total panic mode. Major polls, and there's a whole spectrum of them I've got here, Gallup, you name it, have Hispanics between 50 and 63% on the high end pro-Trump. Now, at his height, because they lied back in 2016 and said he hated Hispanics, so he only got about 20% of the vote. And by the time he left office, he had about 40% support. Now it's at least 50, and most of the polls have him at 60 to 63. That is massive. I mean, Trump's got like 60% support with white voters. So Hispanics are becoming more supportive than even, quote, white people. So folks really get it. This is a major, major political realignment. So what are they going to do? You remember last year, last August, I had a TSA manager, I'll leave it at that, that I know personally. I won't say what airport, but I've known him for a long time. They were called in and they said, by October, November, we're going to roll out the mask and restrictions again. And they tried, but they failed. Well, now it's official. From New York to Washington State, the Democrat Party operatives are recommending masks go back on for the bird flu. So they are going to roll this out. They're already killing cows and chickens and turkeys all over the country. The federal government's cutting off water supplies from Iowa to Idaho. They've cut off the energy. They've cut off the fertilizer. They are destroying the economy by design. Deadly bird flu could be worse than COVID, as officials urge to act now to save humanity. Seattle health officials suggest return to COVID precautions, including mask travel. Same thing in New York. Meanwhile, human fertility threats, sperm health sharply declined since COVID rollout. Avian bird flu suddenly becomes cow flu as dairy farms begin culling animals to destroy the domestic food supply. It's a fake PCR test. The cows are totally healthy. They set it on high. Comes back. It's got bird flu. Kill it, kill it. Same thing in Australia, same thing in Europe. Oh, right on time. Well, they've been trying to kill the cows and shut down the farms regardless. So we're going to be getting to all of that today. And, you know, I don't cover this as much as I should because it's just such a known fact, but the public's just not waking up to it. Every major musician in pop music and hip-hop, almost everyone, comes out with satanic videos worshiping the devil now. And even Justin Timberlake has done it with a blood-spewing succubus and Eyes Wide Shut party in demonic video. That's coming up. We've got the economic news. Student loan relief contributing to 27% jump and projected federal budget deficit, CBO. Oh, you mean giving free stuff away even to a small percentage of people that have student loans to dangle it in front of everybody else? That's going to make us collapse? I don't know about you folks, but when the IRS has come after me or my family before, they sure as hell don't care. Oh, but everybody else gets stuff free. Wall Street now admits that all new jobs in past year went to illegal aliens. Elon Musk, of course, last week responded to my statement with Tucker Carlson that he needs to beef up security. He said, Alex is right. I'm going to beef security. He officially announced it at a shareholder meeting yesterday and talked about all the psychos that are coming to try to kill him. That video is coming up as well. And that's just some of what we're going to be breaking down here today. We've got a lot of election news. What does he know? Dem Representative Clyburn claims Biden's quiet constituency will save him on election day. They don't show up at the polls, but they are dead people and folks that have moved out of districts. So I agree. The quiet, as in a graveyard, as in crickets, is their ace in the hole. But first, more and more every day, for years, I'll send the crew clips and funny things I want to cover, and I never play the funny stuff, very rarely. And people like the funny stuff, and so do I. We deserve a little fun. It also points out that every major civil or criminal operation against Trump, even when he was fakely convicted, fraudulently, wrongfully convicted in New York, blows up in their face. Now they're trying to push the idea that he's down on the polls. That's not true. They put out some push polls, fake polls, where he's down a few points, try to create the illusion that everybody's turning against Trump. So, this is Marlon Wayans as a show on The Daily Show, a piece. And I don't really watch The Daily Show anymore. It used to be funny over a decade ago. It's not been funny in a long time. But this is actually funny, where he grills Nathan Wade, the boyfriend and prosecutor of Trump in Georgia, with Fannie. I saw a clip last week. I sent it to the crew, but we never played it. Of her going, find it again, guys. Which is like, I'm sick of people making fun of my Fannie like it's about my butt, misrepresenting my butt. I mean, you just cannot make up how tone-deaf these people are. But everybody, even in establishment media now, knows these investigations aren't hunting. These dogs don't hunt. And so even on The Daily Show, that's total Democratic propaganda, they are making a joke out of this because it's a sick joke on all of us. So here is Nathan Wade, who got caught lying and got caught with all that money his girlfriend Fannie was giving him. Here he is, just completely melting down. And again, why are they dumb enough to put this guy out on TV? Here it is.
So let me ask you, when old girl was like, hey, babe, you want to be in charge of this prosecution of the president of the United States who did this insurrection? Did you think, like, this could get messy? Or you was like, nah, I'll be all right.
We did not have that type of relationship right. at the outset, and we were interviewing other people for the position.
What position was it?
It was only it was the position of special position? Prosecutor.
Did that position look like this? Or did that position look like this?
So, no.
After Wade resigned as special prosecutor, Trump's law dogs still tried to use their relationship to get the case thrown out. They compelled his ass to testify and grilled this hard.
Did you go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever?
But the homie had answers.
Ever?
Ever.
No.
He's never booking a cabin.
I booked lots of cabins.
My question is,
when you booking all these cabins?
So. How many district attorneys you be smashing in cabins?
Zero.
Is it Airbnb or Vrbo? Where you be getting all these cabins from? That's what my people want to know.
Where do I get them?
All right.
Where you be getting all these cabins at? Oh, my goodness. The craziest part is Fannie Willis, when she got elected, she said, I promise to never date or any of my staff date anybody at the office, when she was doing that and giving him a job. But, you know, we make jokes about this. It's not funny. It's illegal. Now, let me play something else that's not funny. Oh, and I forgot to mention the really big news we're about to hit. Something else that's not funny is, in the last 2 years, all of the major top 15 or so processed food producers, the TV dinners, the breaded chicken, Tyson chicken, I mean, all of them, breaded fried chicken fried steaks you buy at the store, they've changed the label. There's just a code now on the back of the box, and they put, quote, insect flour. They always call fake meat meat. It's not meat. And it's the same thing with this. It's not flour. It's bug protein. It's bug chitin. Very toxic, very bad for you, very cancerous in all the studies. Causes all sorts of bone cancer, stomach cancer, you name it. And so now they're calling it bug milk. And if you're a radio listener, you're blessed because you don't have to look at this. It's a bunch of mealworms in a giant bucket, dumped into a grinder that turns them into a bug shake. It's gray slime, including the feces that are inside the digestive tract of the bug. So you're eating it all. It looks like something will come out of the end of your butt if you had diarrhea. I mean, I'm sorry to be gross, but that's the joke on us. They had all the Hollywood stars come out and push all this last few years while they try to shut down all the traditional good farming of good quality food. So the joke's on us. Here they are pushing bug milk, making it as gross as they can to just train you to accept ugliness and low standards. Here it is.
Intomilk is a dairy alternative that we make from black soldier fly larvae. We take the insects and we process it into a dairy alternative.
By the way, hit pause and back it up. I'm sorry, there's another video where they grind up mealworms. I'm sorry, this is fly larva, maggots. Look up what fly larva is. I'm sorry, it's grosser than I said. It's maggot milk. So, and Bill Gates is involved with these companies. Bill Gates wants you to drink maggot milk. That's our headline. Here it is. Here's your maggot milk.
Intomilk is a dairy alternative that we make from black soldier fly larvae. We take the insects and we process it into a dairy alternative that forms a rich and creamy liquid which looks and acts just like dairy. Intomilk is very rich in protein, fat, calcium, iron and zinc, which is really good for you. And it's got a very creamy mouthfeel. The world needs alternatives to survive. Insects are vital for the future of food because they require very little land. They don't damage the environment like livestock. They don't produce greenhouse gases. And they meet the demand for ice cream. The world is going to struggle to produce enough food for the growing population. And I find insects a very viable option. Can you believe it's made from insects? Hi, I'm Mia Besser. I live in Cape Town. And I make dairy alternatives from insects.
Oh, it's rich and creamy. And then they're feeding the black people the maggots. You can't make this up. Oh, yeah, here's another one. Cockroach milk. A promising superfood or nothing but hype. Well, you heard her, didn't you? I mean, you did hear her. She just said that we're going to get rid of the cows. It's the alternative. As they're shutting them down, and then they just say, well, that's the way it is. It's all done on purpose, ladies and gentlemen. And who's buying up most of the farmland in the U.S.? Bill Gates, to then close it and not let it produce food. They've already shut off about a third of the fertilizer worldwide. Do you have any idea what this is going to do? Now, I mentioned a bunch of the news coming up, and I'm going to drill into more of it now. But, you know, I customarily like to mention some of what's coming up today. But I forgot this, and I'd heard they were planning this a while back, but I guess it snuck up on me. It's now official. Congress is doing it. You talk about treason. You know that roughly 60% of the land in the United States is owned by state governments and or the federal government. And out west, some states are 80-plus percent federal. You'll drive for 2 hours, don't even see a gas station. Well, Wall Street, think BlackRock, think Monopoly, is about to take over all of the public land in the United States, including the local fisheries, all the places you go, duck hunting, you name it, and they're going to kick you off of it. They're going to call it a carbon sink and make you buy carbon credits against it. I remember like 15 years ago reading a New York Times article that just had it hidden in plain view. Oh, in a Central African country, this tribe that had been there for thousands of years didn't want to leave, but they needed to clear off the land with no humans on it so they could do a lithium mine next to it. But it was going to be the carbon offset is, oh, we set this land, you know, human free so we can totally dig a huge hole over here. And then later they move into that area. So everybody knows that Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club have run around for 50 years or more and gotten so many wealthy people, so many rich people to give their land when they die to make it a nature preserve. People did it. And then when you forget about it or you're dead, they turn around and they build condos on it. Well, it's the same thing. When you read about this and you read the legislation, you read about it, it says, oh, it's to save the earth from humans. But all that Nature Conservancy land and Audubon Trust, the rest of it, is being sold as well to BlackRock. And now BlackRock's going to build on it. But they're going to own it. So, see, they got you to give up land in the name of, oh, it being a national park or it being a state park. And it's all bye-bye. And it's not just this federal operation. They're doing it all over the country. What state has the most private land? You do know, right? Texas. Texas only has some state parks and stuff and a national park down in Big Bend. And that's great. You know, Teddy Roosevelt had a great idea. But now it's being taken away from us. Such a huge, I mean, quite frankly, I could spend 2 hours just on this. I mean, it's insane. You should go to InfoWars.com, read the article about it. It's linked to some other bigger articles on it that link to all the documents. Wall Street to list America's protected public lands, including national parks and wildlife refuges, on NASDAQ starting November 17th. It's done. It went through. It's not privatization. It's robbery. Unless it's stopped, and let's face it, what are the odds of that happening? United States government is planning to pass a rule November 17th, 2024. It's just a rule. See, these agencies are regulatory outside of Congress to allow Wall Street to assume total control because Congress already gave them the power. Regulatory to do this in the Department of Interior and all the rest of it. To allow Wall Street to assume total control over America's public land, waters, and other natural resources, just like we're a third world country. Each NAC will hold a management authority over the land, writes Elizabeth Nicholson, for Welcome to Absurdistan. When we are issued carbon allowances, owners of said lands will be able to claim tax deductions and will be able to sell carbon allowances to businesses and families and townships. So it's the carbon sink. When Bill Gates goes, well, I'm allowed to fly on planes. You can't because I have carbon offsets. The farms I bought that nothing's going to be on now. The money masters get their way. The following will soon be owned and controlled by the globalists. National parks, national wildlife refuges, wilderness areas. That's the really big areas. They're going to block them off and lock them up. Areas of critical environmental concern, conservation areas of private federal lands, endangered species, critical habitat, conservation reserve programs, even the National Nature Conservancy, the largest conservation organization in the United States, is up for grabs. Its 501c3 holds $6 billion worth of land on its books, land that was taken using your money. Yeah, they usually get taxpayer money to force the sale that's given to them. Taxpayer-funded government and grants and donations and transfer to the TNC to do as it wishes. Yeah, back in the 80s and 90s, most of the land around Austin, beautiful canyons, beautiful hills, they went and forced the farmers and ranchers to sell it, eminent domain, gave it to the SOS Consortium. It's all part of the same group. And then now, what have they done? They've turned around and built on it. Same thing in Hawaii. Like in Kauai, there were big cattle ranches that go back over 150 years. They would force them into a carbon offset, have them agree to put it into a trust, and now government and corporations come in and take the trust, and they're going to build luxury mansions on it. Even the Nature Conservancy, the largest conservation organization in the States, is up for grabs. This 501c3 holds $6 billion worth of land on its books, land that was taken using your money, i.e. taxpayer-funded government grants and donations, and transferred to the TNC to do with it as it wishes. If the rule passes, America's conserved lands and parks will be moved onto the balance sheets of the richest people in the world, and it goes on from there. You can actually go read the reports for yourself. Another big report here. Wall Street planned theft of America's lands and waters. Vanguard, BlackRock, they all run it. This while the whole world turns against their projects. Kind of a big deal. In fact, she's a great writer on this with great links. Let's get Elizabeth Nicholson, Elizabeth Nicholson Substack on, because she's got all the links here. And I know this stuff forwards and backwards. I don't say that to brag. I'm saying I know what she knows what she's talking about, because I've written books on the subject, interviewed most of the top experts, and read the government documents, and made my first film, America Destroyed by Design. It's free online, by the way, on this subject. Made it in 1996, released it in 1997. Been around a while. And I predict it all in the 2-hour film, because it wasn't a prediction. I spent, they're taking this land now, they're making the national parks and all this UN biospheres that regulatorily gives them control when the country has a national debt of a certain point that it's handed to the private central banks. How do I know? They've done it in third world countries everywhere else. In places like Burma, they would just designate people's land, tribal land, as a carbon sink and just come in with machine guns and murder 4,000 people. The British government did. Look it up. That's just one little smidgel. So they've already done this in countries that don't have guns, countries where people don't have rights. So they've done it all over the place, and it's like watching a cannibal eat your neighbor. He knows he's coming to your house next. All right, I want to shift gears now into the federal budget, into the election, into the polls, into so much more here today. And then we have a big, big, big special guest, Billy Carson, joining us in the third hour. Really looking forward to this. Please follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who
gobbled horse goo. Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. It's time to make it count.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I'm going to get more into the cutting off the energy, the cutting off the food while they're doing it, obviously for total control. But if you look at innovation, and I've watched a lot of Bill Gates interviews and read some of his books, he talks about it. He says you hit a wall in innovation. But if you make innovation actually the de-evolution of things and make people buy into a dystopia and you control the dystopia, then that's a way you can knock out competition by banning things that work and things that are good and building a new structure that you own and control that's dystopic. So it's counterintuitive for a normal person that wants to see civilization and society succeed for yourselves and your children and the future together as humanity. That's really what they're doing. And they're telling you humans are bad. They're telling you we're bad for the earth. They're telling you that you shouldn't have a life force and that you shouldn't stand up for yourself because you are inherently bad. It's simple. How do you get people to love their servitude? How do you get people to bow down to oppression? Well, that's what they're doing. And it's really that simple. And when we understand they're coming at us from a very evil position and just start rejecting everything they do, we start turning the world around. And all over the U.S. and all over Europe and all over Australia, and all over the place, all of these globalist carbon taxes and power grabs are being reversed. So the New World Order is in trouble because what they're selling is swimming upstream against progress. So I've got a whole stack of polls here. Again, Trump is getting between 40 and 63%, depending on the poll. Most polls are about 50. So they all vary. But that is double what he was getting just a few years ago. This is very, very exciting. And the establishment doesn't know what to do. Examining Donald Trump's support among Latinos in light of new poll. Trump is getting with Latinos because he delivered the American dream. Trump favorability among Latinos rising as Biden falls. That's the hill. Trump polls better than ever with black Hispanic voters. Washington Post. Trump's crushing Biden among Hispanics in Texas, poll finds, in tectonic shift from 2020. Trump leads in five key states as young and non-white voters express discontent with Biden. But here's another big poll CBS News did, CNN reports on it, where depending on the demographic they talk to of age, 62, the number, it's like 62 and change, they rounded it up to 63, to 38% of Latinos in favor of deportations of illegal migrants. Well, anybody can know there's billions of people who want to come here. They come here and get all this free stuff. We're all going to collapse. I mean, just a small percentage of the student loans being forgiven has upped the debt in the CBO 27%. That's CNN reporting. I mean, student loan relief contributing to 27% jump in projected federal budget deficit. Congressional Budget Office reports. So Trump is surging. And remember, this is CBS whitewashing it. This is CBS soft peddling it. The numbers are way worse for the system. Trump is 20 points, 25 points ahead nationwide, depending on the poll. Battlegrounds, at least 10 to 13. You can't steal that. Don't have enough dead people's names in Zuckerberg's database he spent 400-something million on 4 years ago to steal the election. So here's a quick clip from CNN.
Yeah, I mean, look at this change in the vote. All right, this is the polls at this point among Hispanic voters nationally. You know, at this point in 2020, Joe Biden had a very clear advantage, right? 59%, 32%. That's a 27-point lead. Look at this tremendous shift. Oh, my goodness gracious. Now to 2024, Biden's dropped by 8 points, 51%. Trump is up 12 points to 44%, and you have what was a 27-point margin has been shrunk to 7. That margin has been shrunk by 20 points now versus this point 4 years ago. So it's no wonder that Donald Trump thinks he can play for the Hispanic vote, and it's no wonder that Joe Biden thinks he has to defend against Trump's advances.
So there is a total and complete political realignment happening, not just a landslide. All right, I want to get into the other federal news and border news and election news, but I've got two extremely exciting announcements to make. It's been sold out for a while. It's when we have it in stock, our number one bestseller. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. That's a crap iodine. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table, not radioactive. It means it's on the atomic table. It is pure, and it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we also have the summer kickoff super sale. I think a summer officially begins today. Or is it tomorrow? But the super sale, 40% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade, on the Nitric Boost, on the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, on the Ultra 12, on the Brain Force Ultra. It's all available right now. And like, here's the deal. I'm not going to belabor this, but will bare minimum be open 3 more months? And I'm not going to give strategy or inside baseball out, but the other side already knows this, so I might as well tell you. The court-appointed guy that came in here, when the judge didn't shut us down Friday, when Democrats asked for that, and said, tell me again why we're shutting this down, as the plaintiffs were asking, when it's an extremely successful company. So there's a good chance InfoWars will continue on. I just won't be the owner. But the difference is, if there's a deal for the new owner, keep it going, that's great, but you don't control one thing I say. That's the rule, and there's a good chance we continue on. But I'll tell you this, if there's not money at InfoWars, it won't matter because we'll shut down. And here's the catch-22. There's a lot of money coming in now. We've gone from being right on the edge of the red to in the black substantively. Instead of a tenth of a tank, we've got like a 20th of a tank because people are like, whoa, we better support. So here's the problem. We're almost sold out of everything. We got a big shipment of X2 in. We're about to get a shipment of Vital Mineral Fusion in. Nothing else is ordered. We got T-shirts, books, films. In the interim, if we do get a buyer or somebody to come in, we're going to have to bring on a bunch of sponsors in the interim to get the products reordered to survive. So it's a paradox. It's a catch-22. This place was intentionally, in my view, run in the ground by the guy that hated me and wanted to fire me and wanted to shut this down. That's all admitted in court. So he didn't order more products in the future. He didn't do any of that stuff. I mean, I think it's overwhelmingly clear the plan was to shut this place down. 2 + 2 = 4. So we're in a very precarious situation, but I know this. You order the products now, in the next 3 months, you get them. We got a very respected trustee now in my personal bankruptcy, which means they're over this company that I own. And so I'm going to try to work with them and you know, do all of that, even though it's not monetarily helps me. I don't care about that. I care about this operation. They have a, you know, big Atlantic Monthly article about Alex Jones lost everything and still won. I didn't lose anything. You think I care about a farm, 100 and something acres outside Austin, middle of nowhere? Think I care about something like that? No. I care about the truth and justice. So I didn't have all this money they claimed and the stuff they took. In Texas, you've got your basic house and a car. That's all I need. I don't care. They took nothing from me. Alex Jones lost nothing and still won. Because that stuff means nothing to me. The Atlantic Monthly is owned by Steve Jobs' widow. She's the most frequent visitor at Epstein Island. Best friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. She's a monster. And it is an honor and a pleasure to have the Epstein Island alumni hating my guts. But they also lie in the article and say that Jones also said Parkland shooting in Florida was fake. Never said that. That's defamation. I'm going to have my lawyers send them a letter to retract, or I'm going to sue them. Haven't made that phone call yet. When I get off air today, I'm making it. I'm saying, you sent them a letter, we're suing them. They say a bunch of stuff. It's over. We're getting ready to sue the FBI and the CIA when they're all on record saying they're running the operation against us. And Congress is involved. The Senate is looked. We're giving them documents. So you think we're rolling over to your crap? You think it's a one-way street when you do all this? All you Justice Department people, you'll see. So that's where we are. Yeah, there's the owner of Atlantic Monthly, Steve Jobs' wife, with old Ghislaine. So they're all compromised, they're all controlled, and they're liars. But I'm digressing, I want to hit news now. Infowarsstore.com, X2 back in stock, up to 40% off on the products, and we got some combo deals. We get a better deal when you order multiple bottles of this, and it could be your last chance to get all these products. I'd say 50% chance. And people keep saying, man, this saga, this soap opera goes on and on. That's how our fight works. When you're watching a heavyweight boxing match or any, you know, and they're evenly, you know, paired, it's a good fight. I mean, you know, it's like a football game. It's a great game. It goes into overtime. I mean, people thought I made it up. They tried to close the doors and kick me out and all that. And that's in the news. They're like, whoa, it's true? Well, of course it's true. Of course I didn't make that up. Are you kidding? And so now I'm like, okay, well, you know, 2 weeks ago, I'm like, looks like we're going to be shut down imminently. And we took the art off the walls and I moved, you know, my favorite couch I've been sleeping on for 15 years out of my office. Now when I'm going to take a nap, it's not there. I love like 20-minute naps. It's gone. So I just put a jacket on the floor and sleep on the carpet. But I want to move that couch back in there. I want to hang our art back up on the walls. I want to stay here. I don't want to go somewhere else, build a new studio, do all that. But that's the situation and the position we're in. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the products, get the books, get the films, get the t-shirts. And even the court is like, why are you going to close this? Because the law doesn't say you close down a successful operation just because plaintiffs want that and say on CNN, we don't want money, we want him silenced. And the judges are like, well, I don't think we're going to do that. But who knows what's going to happen? That's where we're at. So that's a little update there. And then separately, very exciting, when I thought that the InfoWars was going to be shut down a few weeks ago, I called my dad up and I said, well, they've kicked all your products out of the store that you developed, you designed, you built. You've already got your own shopping cart. I said, you should probably get your Turbo Force out of Denver, only 5,000 canisters left, and bring them to DrJonesNaturals.com. And he did. They came in last week, and it went on sale today. 43% off is the number they came up with. 43% off on 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force at DrJonesNaturals.com. And then who knows, we'll ever reorder it. It's the best seller, but he's wanting to retire. So it's just important to support him in the interim. He's under attack. And we've also got 57% off on high-quality 30 parts per million colloidal silver, silver bullet. My dad's operating like it's a clearance sale. My mom's sick of him at 75 working and going through all this, but it's all there. You want to support our sponsor that's supporting this operation, go to DrJonesNaturals.com. There's the Next Level Foundational Energy. There's all the nano silver products. There is so much more. But now Turbo Force exclusively is available at DrJonesNaturals.com. But again, I had to get the stuff out of the building. My dad had to get his stuff out of the warehouse because it was, we're not rolling dice here thinking the judge was going to block the request to close the doors. So, and they already tried to close them without a court order, which really pissed the judge off. I mean, this is crazy town. And the people that are so desperate to shut us down, who knows what they'll pull next? I have no idea. Green fiber capsules, that's not a cool name, but it's an amazing product. Concentrated essence of sprouting seeds, like wheatgrass, and a bunch of others that are just so good for your whole body. They have compound combinations of minerals and vitamins that you're not going to find anywhere else. It's the way vitamins and minerals get delivered that's so important. So good for your gut, so good for regularity, so good for your immune system, so good for your whole body. Fiber caps, green fibers, capsules are also discounted at DrJonesNaturals.com. All right, I'm done plugging. I thank you all very respectfully for your support. Let's now shift gears back into all of this news that we've got. I'm not pausing because I have lack of news. I'm saying, I've been on air 30 years. It's all about 10 years ago. I would line up the stacks because I don't like having to be on a laptop or something because stories get changed, they get taken down, or computers go down, or internet gets slow. So I print everything. But I used to have the stacks all in a row. And then I would just neurotically go through each stack in order. But then the stacks got bigger and bigger, so there was no way to do that. But then it becomes this thing where, okay, my gosh, that's in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I've covered four stacks barely, and I've got all those other stacks. So a lot of these I'm covering next hour. That's what I'm thinking about here. Let's do this because it's really important. I'm not going to air the whole thing because it's like 8 minutes long, but it's Alex Jones goes to the scene of the crime. And this is in Michigan, in Detroit, where they stole the election in 2020. TPUSA Action had their event with myself and Trump and J.D. Vance and Jack Posobiec there. And it was amazing to be there. 4 years after, or a little less than 4 years after they stole the election. The full report's at X on Alex Jones, Van.video, and Infowars.com, but here's part of it.
And forgive me for asking you this, but this postmark issue is so confusing. So I mailed my ballot. Yes. It's going to arrive now Wednesday, but it's been postmarked maybe today. But you may not get it till Wednesday. What happens to that ballot?
All the Republican challengers out of this room.
I had called my manager over to a specific tabulating machine, I showed him a number on it, which was close to 500. It should never go over 50. I said, we have a severe problem here.
Tons of Trump vote ballots were being removed from envelopes, and ladies rolled their eyes and put back in envelope. Those are my notes.
He said, Melissa, I don't want to hear that we have a problem. He said, we are here to assist with IT. We are not here to run their election.
One of the most egregious aspects of what happened in the city of Detroit at the AV County Board was the utter lack of respect for chain of custody. Not just physical chain of custody, but as we were discussing before, electronic chain of custody as well.
As soon as I began, I was severely obstructed by five different persons such that I can no longer continue my legal responsibility as a poll challenger.
This is inside the TCF Center. Now, the local media said that this never happened.
I was there at approximately 3 to 3:30 a.m., and I saw the huge dump of ballots that were delivered to the counting hall. I noticed that the City of Detroit clerk's office had their emblem on the white van that showed up with the ballots.
It will not count. Ballots have to be received by 8 p.m. on election day in that local jurisdiction in order to count.
Nobody knew where these ballots had been. They say had to be turned in at 8 p.m. They showed up at approximately 3:30 a.m. So seven and a half hours is a long time for these ballots to be kind of in limbo, not with anyone knowing where they are.
They were cheating. It was apparent he knew. It was apparent that he was in on it. And when he caught on to me being knowing that he was in on it, he just wanted nothing to do with me.
There's a lead car, an escort car that comes in. He adds something to the people inside, and then this van drives in. We tweeted about it, and that's when we lost our Twitter account, by the way.
We are in the very center, the TCF Center, where almost 4 years ago in the dead of night, they stole the election, not just from our amazing president, but from us. And we say, we are turning this whole country red. We're restoring the republic, and we're bringing down the New World Order.
From the American people right here in this room.
From what I saw, there was not one ballot that showed up from at least 10:30 to the 3:30 a.m. when roughly there were, I counted over 50 different boxes of ballots that showed up all at once at 3:30 a.m.
The white vans were right here. I'm having flashbacks how they stole it from the American people. They didn't just steal it from Trump, they stole it from us.
This is like between midnight and 3:45 a.m., which is when this truck pulled up in the back with about an estimated 38,000 ballots from 61 mail bins got dropped off in the middle of the night.
I was there at approximately 3 to 3:30 a.m., and I saw the huge dump of ballots that were delivered to the counting hall.
They call them dumps, big, massive dumps. In Michigan, in Pennsylvania, all over.
That's where you get the famous FU thing where Trump's like this, it's an organic line, and then boop, Biden wins. It's the same signature.
I estimated that it was over 50 boxes that I counted, and I estimate that up to 1,000 could have been fit in each box, large boxes. There was no chain of custody. There was no accountability. There was no transparency.
Because they were not sealed. If they were sealed, all this stuff was sealed, and you verified the seal, and then when you came to another destination and you see the seal still intact, all right, that's okay.
They say it had to be turned in at 8 p.m. They showed up at approximately 3:30 a.m. So seven and a half hours is a long time for these ballots to be kind of in limbo, not with anyone knowing where they are.
holy hell, this is where the vans were pulling in. This is where it was all happening. This is where the 2020 election was stolen. Because if Trump won just one of those states they stole, like Michigan, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, he would be the president. Right here is where they stole it. And they brought him in there in the middle of the night and added him. Here we are at the scene of the crime, 2020, dead of the night. They cover up the windows, they roll in the vans with all the ballots, and suddenly Joe Biden searches ahead. Formerly the TCF Center, they've since changed the name, like we're in 1984. And it's fitting that they're having a big Trump event here right now, Turning Point Action. This is just amazing. We're going to win in Michigan. We're going to win in Pennsylvania. We're going to win in Georgia. We're going to win in Arizona. And it's going to be such a landslide, they're not going to stop us. We're taking America back from the New World Order.
Why is it that more people, and I know we have a couple here today, but why is it that we're not having more people come forward? I mean, it seems like if there was all this widespread fraud that, you know, we'd have dozens and dozens of people.
I'll tell you why. My life has been destroyed. My life has been completely destroyed because of this. I've lost family. I've lost friends. I've been threatened. My kids have been threatened. I've had to move. I've had to change my phone number. I've had to get rid of social media. Nobody wants to come forward. They're getting threatened. Their lives are getting ruined. I can't even get an actual job anymore. I can't. Because Democrats like to ruin your lives. That's why.
All right. Let's,
just like they do to Trump.
Almost 4 years ago, in the dead of night, they stole the election, not just from our amazing president, but from us. And we say, we are turning this whole country red. We're restoring the republic, and we're bringing down the New World Order.
There's time left on this report. It's really important. I hope you make it go viral. Alex Jones investigates the scene of the crime where the 2020 election was stolen in Michigan, declares we will tear our country back. Hour number two, totally jam-packed. We're coming up in a few minutes. Please stay with us. We've got a huge guest coming up in the next hour and the hour after that. Stay with us.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.